This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
God is waiting for your thanksgiving to perfect His plan and purpose for your life. Write that down. God is waiting for your thanksgiving to perfect His plan and purpose for your life. Waiting for your thanksgiving so He can perfect His plan and purpose for your life. How many want the plans and the purposes for your life to be something that God can perfect? Well, start walking in thanksgiving.
Trinidad and Tobago, the 2021 Virtual Change Experience is coming to your home.
God is about to open some doors that no man will be able to close. God is about to set some stuff up that nobody could set up. God is about to give you favor that nobody could give favor to.
The messages is just fully loaded with truth that our generation and our society needs today.
Register now for this free event by logging on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org.
We're going to talk about, you know, some of the things that we can do, and this is a major issue, so that we can begin to walk in the supernatural while we are alive on this planet. You know, if there were ever a need to walk in the supernatural and to have the supernatural show up in our lives, it would be right now. And so I'm really excited about this tonight. I want to talk to you about the supernatural power of thanksgiving. The supernatural power of thanksgiving. I can remember when the pandemic started, and you know, we got a few weeks in, and I just began to be led of the Lord to just spend intentional time giving God thanks. And not just sporadic, but intentionally to set some time aside every day to give God thanks. And it didn't mean that something big had to happen. It was just to begin to live this life of thanksgiving and to begin to thank God. And I started noticing an anointing coming in on my time. And then I started seeing supernatural things taking place around me. And something so simple to a lot of Christians as just giving thanks. And yet, I believe with all my heart that there is supernatural power that has been invested when you take the time to intentionally, and I think that's a key word here, you take the time to intentionally give God thanks. Another way the Bible talks about it talks about giving God the glory. And when you do that, you will begin to see some things happen in your life. So I believe that thanksgiving is one of the vital keys for the release of the supernatural. Thanksgiving is not an occasional and a spontaneous acknowledgement of a good deed. It is not the singing of praises either. Neither is it the clapping of hands. Rather, thanksgiving is a practical orientation to a lifestyle of genuine and continued appreciation of the acts of God in one's life. I want to say that again because I really believe that's what it is, that thanksgiving is a practical orientation to a lifestyle of genuine and continual appreciation to the acts of God in one's life. When that definition is demonstrated in your life, I believe you're going to see the supernatural and begin to walk in the supernatural like never before. Not just, clapping your hands and not just, you know, an occasional sing and praising, but I'm talking about something that is intentional. a practical orientation to a lifestyle of genuine and continual appreciation. Continual appreciation, a continual appreciation for the acts of God in your life. Look at all the things that God has done in your life, and it's not just the day that He does it, but this has now become a part of your life. Thanksgiving has now become a part of your life. It is a continual appreciation, and that's giving God the glory. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. And many of you are familiar with this scripture, but allow what I have said thus far to engage this scripture here so that you can begin to see that this is God's plan the whole time. He said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything. He didn't say for everything. Look at this in the New Living Translation. He didn't say give thanks for everything. A lot of people like, well, do I give thanks for the car wreck? Do I give thanks for that? No. He says no matter what you're in, something good or in something bad, that because you live this life of thanksgiving, you will continually appreciate God for His wonderful acts. And even in the midst of a bad situation, you're thanking God for what He did 2 weeks ago. Even in the midst of a painful situation, you're going to muster up enough strength to say, Lord, I am grateful and I am thankful for what You've already done. You know, for a lot of us, God doesn't have to do anything else. He's already done enough for us to be extremely thankful for what He's done. The New Living Translation says, be thankful in all circumstances. That's what I'm saying. Be thankful in all circumstances. You know, in the middle of certain circumstances, that's when you really need the supernatural to show up. And He's saying, be thankful in all of those circumstances. That's why God has done so much for your life, so you can always pull from your file, and you can always begin to give thanks to God. Lord, I thank You that I woke up this morning in my right mind. I thank You that I'm healthy. I thank You that my immunity is strong. I thank You that yet my needs are met. I'm out of debt. I have plenty more to put in store. I thank You for my family. I thank You for how You've blessed me today. I thank You for Your encouragement. It's a continual appreciation for the acts of God. So He says here, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. That's powerful. He's, you know, everybody's looking for the will of God for their life, and here He says, here is God's will for you to be thankful in all circumstances. Now, are you doing that? Is that true in your life? Are you finding that you are thankful in all circumstances? Or is there the temptation to grumble and mumble and complain a little bit? I know that's something I had to check myself with, that wait a minute, God's been too good for you to be complaining, too good for you to be, grumbling and mumbling about things and murmuring about things. He says the will of God for your life is to be thankful. And He says, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Well, you belong to Christ Jesus, right? You've made Him the Lord of your life, right? Praise God. He says, well, you, the will of God for your life is to be thankful in all circumstances. You know, God's got to have a reason why that's the will of God for our lives. He's got to have a reason why He is saying, I want you to be thankful in all circumstances. I mean, you know it. You know God is the most purposeful being ever. And when He says to do this, you would probably do yourself a big favor to make sure you operate like this. God is waiting for your thanksgiving to perfect His plan and purpose for your life. Write that down. God is waiting for your thanksgiving to perfect His plan and purpose for your life. Waiting for your thanksgiving so He can perfect His plan and purpose for your life. How many want the plans and the purposes for your life to be something that God can perfect? Well, start walking in thanksgiving. Start walking in thanksgiving. That's powerful. Let me say that again. God is waiting for your thanksgiving to perfect His plans and purposes for your life. Wow. Thank You, Jesus. Amen. Now, let's look at Luke chapter 17, and let's read 13 through 16, and I want to show you something, because Jesus expected them to come when He was dealing with the guys who got healed of leprosy. He expected for them to uh, to come and acknowledge the act of God in their lives. That when God does something, you know, there's an expectation from heaven that we should acknowledge that and give thanks and give glory for what God has done. Verse 13 through 16, he says, "And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." They're these guys who had leprosy. And then he says, "And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, he glorified God," or he gave thanks to God. With a loud voice, he glorified God and thanks to God. "And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And this was a Samaritan." And now the reason why they mention that, because the Samaritans and the Jews, they didn't like each other at all. And there was a serious division between Samaritans and the Jews. But I tell you what, when God shows up to do something for you, you forget about racism, you forget about division, and you're just grateful for what was done. And so he says, you know, this Samaritan gave thanks to this Jewish Jesus, praise the Lord. And I tell you what, that's what I'm believing for. I'm believing that there are going to be some miraculous, supernatural accounts that will break down that wall of division. I believe that there is going to be some supernatural situations that will dissolve that hate and dissolve that racism. Because I tell you, when Thanksgiving is involved, praise God, Thanksgiving is involved, I believe it opens the door for the supernatural. And so what happened for this guy who turned back to say thank you, Jesus said, he says, you know, now be made whole. Now be made whole. Now, you know, if a person has leprosy, they could possibly be missing some fingers or some limbs or something. But because he came back to say thanks and to give glory to God for that mighty act, they were cleansed on their way, but I'm sure they were still missing some things. But when he came back, Jesus said, be made whole. In other words, if there's anything missing and broken in your life, be made whole. Be made whole. I tell you, I thank God for when the Lord shows up in my life and he does something, but I just don't want to neglect giving him glory and giving him thanksgiving, because I tell you what, man, there's something that happens if you take the time to give him thanksgiving and give him glory for the act that was performed. And that's what this is about, showing appreciation, continual appreciation of the acts of God that happens in your life. Be appreciative, be thankful. I mean, my mama raised me, when somebody do something good for you, say thank you. But if God is doing something good for you all the time, be thankful for what he has done for you. Jesus expected them to come and acknowledge the act of God in their lives. See, there was the first touch, but that wasn't enough. They just got cleansed. But then there's the second touch that's needed to put a seal on your miracle. And I believe that second touch to put a seal on your miracle comes when you show up with appreciation, when you show up with thanksgiving. Look at this in Malachi chapter 2. I thought this was interesting. Malachi chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Now, I know this was in the time of the law, and especially here, this was the time of the law and the prophets. And so from Judges all the way through Malachi would be the prophets. Now, watch this. "And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you." Now, watch what it was even back then. "If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart," lay what to heart? "To give glory unto my name." Oh, he's saying, if you don't hear and if you don't lay it to the heart to show appreciation, to give thanks, and to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, he said, "I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing." Wow. Why? Because they didn't take it to heart. He says, "I have cursed them already because you do not lay it to heart." You do not lay what to heart? To show appreciation, to give glory to his name. Well, it was serious there. Remember, under the law, you know, when the violation of the law meant that you had to suffer the consequences, or you had to pay the price. There was always a result for violating the law. And one of the things that it just got my attention, like, man, that was so serious that they would even talk about this in the Old Testament, that Thanksgiving was a serious deal, that giving glory to God was a serious deal. Wow, man, what is it that can come forth as a result of our Thanksgiving? I believe it's the supernatural. You see, Jesus was never left stranded. He utilized the key to bring about a solution. And I believe the key that he used, this right here, here's Jesus demonstrating how he used Thanksgiving that caused the supernatural to be made available. Look at John chapter 6, verse 11. Some of you are familiar with John 6 and 11, where, you know, there was a two-piece fish dinner that showed up, but it wasn't enough to feed all the people that were there. So what do you do with so little when there's a potential 20-some thousand people that there? And look at what Jesus did. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, what? So we need something supernatural to happen because there's just a two-piece snack here. Two loaves and five loaves and two pieces of fish. And we needed a miracle to feed all these people. So the first thing Jesus does, he takes the loaves and then look at this, he gives thanks. I'm telling you, I believe that thanksgiving is the power or the door to the supernatural power of God. I believe the supernatural power of God comes through thanksgiving. He says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, look what happens. He distributed it to the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of all the fishes as much as they would. Wow. And the Bible says, and when they were eaten and were full. So look at the multiplication of this food. Well, how did it start? Jesus was never stranded. Father, I thank you. And as a result of that appreciation, I tell you what, the supernatural showed up and everybody got something to eat. And in fact, while we're in John, look at John chapter 11, verse 41. You see it again, John chapter 11, 41. You see how Jesus utilized this key of appreciation to bring about the solution to every situation here. He says, then they took away the stone. So this is Lazarus. Lazarus has died. You remember the famous statement by the sister, you know, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus was like, girl, you don't even know who I am. You know, I am the resurrection and the life. I am. And look what he says in verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, watch this, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Wow. There's thanksgiving again. There's thanksgiving. Jesus is utilizing this key to be the solution to situations that he encountered. Now, the one thing I think about, if Jesus was utilizing thanksgiving to bring forth supernatural, you and I can do the same thing. Jesus gave thanks in seemingly hopeless situations. I need for you to hear that. He gave thanks in seemingly hopeless situations. You see, you know, I know the pandemic's been rough and job and how you gonna pay your rent and all that. This is not the time to murmur, complain, to be angry. It's the time to have a flashback and look at what Jesus has done in your life. And I believe this is the time where you will begin to give God thanks in the midst of seemingly hopeless situations. And I believe that things will begin to happen because you do that. I believe that's why I'm teaching this right now, so that you can understand the supernatural power that is made available in thanksgiving. Praise God. Now, I believe that thanksgiving will gain heaven's attention. How many of you want heaven to give attention to some situations that you're going through? I believe thanksgiving will gain the attention of heaven. I think about David. David was like a dude that very rarely, if any, lost a battle. And so when you look at somebody that accomplished, you probably want to dig into the situation to find out, well, what was he doing? You know, consider King David then. terrible opposition and challenges during his reign, but he never lost a battle. Well, what do you suppose the reason was? The supernatural was always at work in his favor. Always. The supernatural was always at work. You know, David wasn't just like such an amazing fighter. The supernatural was at work. I mean, even when you read the story when he was a teenager and the supernatural got on that stone and killed Goliath the giant, it was working on his behalf. 10 times a day, David was in the sanctuary, but only 3 of those times were for prayer. The remaining 7 times were for appreciating the faithfulness of God. 7 times appreciating the faithfulness of God. And notice it was intentional that David, 7 times a day out of 10, going in to show appreciation unto God. You remember at the beginning of this teaching, I said I believe that a key word here is intentionally showing thanksgiving to God, intentionally giving God thanksgiving. Consider the apostle, or all of the apostles. Look at the apostles. Signs and wonders following the preaching in the name of Jesus. They were warned to preach no more in that name. Remember that? But rather than complain and murmur, they had a prayer meeting. And man, the supernatural came out of that prayer meeting. Let me show you a couple of Acts chapter 4, 24 and 31. They're like, you better not preach anymore in that name. And they had a prayer meeting. And in this prayer meeting, you can imagine the glory they were giving to God, praising God and thanking God and giving Him glory for His mighty acts. And in Acts 24 and then verse 31, he says, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. And they said, Lord, Thou art God. Look at them. They're getting ready to go before God in thanksgiving and glory. Thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that is in them is. Listen, they're giving Him glory right now. They're giving Him glory for His mighty acts and His mighty works that He's done. And then look at in verse 31. The supernatural shows up. Verse 31, Acts 4, 31. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Look at there. Thanksgiving goes forth and the supernatural shows up. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with confidence and boldness. The supernatural shows up. I tell you, it is the plan of the enemy to get you more involved in complaining and murmuring and less involved in giving Him thanks and giving glory to His name. And then if you look in Acts chapter 16, 25 and 26, they begin to give God glory and begin to praise God, and this praise turned around captivity. I don't know what areas of your life you find yourself captive in, but there's a way to turn captivity. It's when you take the time to give God thanks, you give Him glory, you praise His name and giving Him glory and thanks, God will turn your captivity. Some of you may be captive by debt. You might be captive by some addictive behavior. You might be captive by some emotional situation. You might be captive by fear. But I'm telling you right now that God will turn those things around. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, he says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang praises unto God, man. And he says, and the prisoners heard them. So it was loud enough to be heard. It was loud enough to be heard. And look at the next verse here. He says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. There's the supernatural showing up. Honey, I believe when the supernatural shows up, things will start shaking around you. Praise God.
Our thankfulness gets heaven's attention. In the single message, The Supernatural Power of Thanksgiving, Creflo Dollar reveals that when believers praise and glorify God during their darkest times, supernatural things happen.
This is not the time to murmur, complain, to be angry. It's the time to have a flashback and look at what Jesus has done in your life And I believe this is the time where you will begin to give God thanks in the midst of seemingly hopeless situations. And I believe that things will begin to happen because you do that. I believe that's why I'm teaching this right now, so that you can understand the supernatural power that is made available in thanksgiving. Praise God.
Get it today for a love gift of $7 or more.
Do you ever feel yourself slowly becoming disconnected? Maybe from family, friends, even your spiritual relationship with God. In times where it's easy to feel anxious about the unknown, Grace Life Academy is here to serve you in areas you need in your life. Welcome to living in the no-lack zone. With Grace Life Academy, you will have access to interactive Bible lessons that include features like e-courses, study guides, quizzes, and so much more. This easy-to-follow program offers unlimited access with hundreds of hours of online teachings from Creflo Dollar, where you can challenge yourself to grow in your understanding of God's grace. It's never too late to improve and develop a deeper connection to understanding God's Word, and you can do that using just 15 minutes a day and joining Grace Life Academy. So what are you waiting for? Start your 30-day free trial today. Just text GLA to 51555 to get started right now, or go online and visit mygracelifeacademy.com.
The Bible teaches us to give generously with a cheerful heart, not out of necessity, but out of a cheerful heart. And that's why I'm so grateful for the friends and partners of this ministry who freely and cheerfully give financial offerings to support us. You understand our vision. You know that when people understand grace, they're empowered to change their lives for the better. Thank you for supporting us with your financial donations. And every time you give, you're being used by God to stop misfortune in someone else's life. And for that, we say thank you. God bless you.
If you want to honor the Lord by sowing financial seeds into Creflo Dollar Ministries, call the number on your screen or log on to CreflodollarMinistries.org.
When you're weak, you can't fight. And if you don't fight, you're defeated. And when you're defeated in this area, your emotions will master your life.
Sermon Songs is back, and this time we're getting face-to-face with our emotions. Sermon Songs Volume 4 is available now and features new music from Creflo Dollar featuring Jordan Dollar, including the hit singles Faith Strong.
Faith Strong, yeah, my faith strong.
And joy. Visit www.sermonsongs.com to download and stream today.
Thank you, partners and friends.